Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Here we are on a Monday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps. Big deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do. Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin with Bill over there.
Hello.
And on the phone, we are so happy to have Matt Stidham. He's the new fire chief for the city of Frankfort. Matt was installed as an operational chief on December 2nd. Then December 31st, he will officially become the fire chief for the city of Frankfort. Matt Stidham, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hello.
We're doing good today. Appreciate the phone call. You had told me off the air here that Ken had actually set this up for you you a couple weeks ago. So appreciate you calling in this morning.
Yes, not a problem. Not a problem at all.
So this will be the first time we've had an opportunity to talk to you in the capacity of the fire chief. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing the last couple of years, and then we'll get into what you're hoping for in 2022.
Sure. I've been with the Frankfort Fire Department now for about 22 and a half years. I've been a captain for the last 5 years. Prior to that, I was lieutenant for 12 years. So I've, been pretty active with the fire department in general. And, you know, this year has been definitely an interesting transition to take over. I know the outgoing fire chief, John Kirby, you know, he was doing a great job, and he had some things he was, a lot of good things he was moving forward with. So now I get the opportunity to kind of take that role over and help move some of those things further, you know, for the future of the fire department.
It seems like being on the fire department for that many years, you've went through a lot of mayoral administrations and been able to work with those people, regardless of who they are or what political affiliation they may have.
Absolutely, and I think that's one of the things for me that I've always enjoyed is, I think I've had 5 different fire chiefs since I've actually worked there. So with that, I've had a lot of opportunities to work with a lot of great guys. A lot of members of the fire department have always been very supportive, of me and a lot of the things that I've always done throughout my career, and, even the retired guys. It was, working with them in the past, so much knowledge I got to learn, and, I'm looking for this opportunity for this next step and, to just continue to help things get so much better that, that our members are proud to, still be a Frankfort firefighter.
Well, what are some of those things that you would like to work on in 2022? Do you have a short list, Matt?
Well, I think, with anything, you kind of get this really long list, but I know we have to, I always say I got to take baby steps. So, some of the things I want to work on is, just kind of enhancing some of the training. One of the big things that, I'm sure you guys have heard over the course of the last couple of years is, I've been working really hard on getting that new training center put out at Clinton County EMA, and I'm the head of that, board to kind of get that going. So we're kind of, that's kind of a big thing to me. I want to get some more training going. I want to get this facility done and completed so that way, all the members of my department as well as all of our county volunteers will have that opportunity to do training. So just kind of do some more interoperable training is going to be a big thing to me, not just locally but with our volunteers out in the county. They're so needed, and we want to make sure that we show that we support them and in all aspects just as well. So training would probably be one of my big things that I'd be looking at doing. As far as other things, we want to make sure that we just continue to build the department up to the best ability we can. I know we have a lot of things in the future that's going to be coming around, the annexation and looking at, how we're going to add, personnel because we're going to increase our territory. All of those things are going to be things that we're going to be working on over the next, especially for 2022, just kind of looking at some of the fact-based stuff of what we need to do and how we need to improve.
Mr. Stidham, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey there, just for some of us who, are not in and know much about it, but just to know, when you become fire chief, is there still time for you to go out on runs, or once you become chief, you kind of leave that behind, and now it's more of an office, and you're taking care of the big project?
Well, that's a great question. Actually, one of the one of the very positive things for me is that the mayor and the Board of Works had, you know, discussed with me on those options. Well, we've had different chiefs who have done different things. We've had chiefs who has worked a crew and actually still ran a crew, and then we've actually had chiefs who worked day shifts. So I am going to take the opportunity to actually continue to work a crew with the, you know, the members of the fire department, and I'm going to still be able to go out on calls every day. I'm going to have a normal work shift just like they do, which for me I think is a vital thing. It keeps someone like me or the chief a little bit more grounded towards, you know, the members of the department to make sure that, you know, you're a part of that and you see that. We are a small department. I've always been very proud of our department and, you know, just all the things that our department has accomplished over the years. And so it's important to me to be on the crew with the members.
I like that a lot. And knowing you, I think I could see that you wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah,
it reminds me, it's the Pete Rose method. You're a player and coach.
Yes.
My other question would be, if you were fire chief for a while, what would be the next step? Would it be Mayor Stidham?
No. I don't foresee anything like that in my future. You know, okay. Honestly, it was one of those things where I guess probably every member always has that in the back of their mind, you know, what if I was fire chief? And I just got a great opportunity here, and I look forward to that opportunity. And you know, anybody who knows me knows that I've always worked on the fire department to better the fire department. It doesn't matter if I was a private on the fire department, a lieutenant, or a captain. I just always want to see this fire department grow. I couldn't say enough about this department over the years that, you know, how professional we are and what such a great job we do. I mean, we're a small department, and we're limited on the amount of manpower. You know, if you go to Chicago or Indianapolis, I mean, you know, they've got thousands of firefighters, and we've got 39. And it's pretty miraculous to me to think that 39 individuals handle all the emergencies in the city of Frankfort. And that's impressive, and I think that the members just do such a great job with it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, and I think part of that is they always say that things start at the top, so that means your predecessor must have been doing a heck of a job, and if you're stepping in, then we're in real good hands.
Yes, I totally agree, you know, and that's the thing I think that I hope everybody always remembers out there is that, you know, we definitely, you know, have constantly worked as a team, you know, and I think that's kind of the model I'm looking at right now is that everything's a team effort. I've got two deputy chiefs that were named. I'll just go ahead and tell you guys, it was Josh Hewitts, he's going to be a deputy chief, and Jamie Michaels is going to be a deputy chief. So those two individuals are going to be running the crew, and we've met, obviously, many, many times now over the last 3.5 weeks, and that's the goal. The goal is this is a team effort. You know, I want every one of my officers to be able to have a stake in this and feel like, you know, they're going to have a part in this to grow. And I think that's just, you know, kind of the basis and foundation that I kind of want to get started.
Before we let you go, Matt, could you tell us a little bit about, since you have been around the department for quite some time, what kind of shape is our equipment in and our vehicles and our fire trucks and the other stuff that you guys carry with you to save lives and extract people from vehicles and stuff? How does our equipment shape up currently?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I mean, our equipment does well. I mean, you know, we're always going to want to, especially as a new chief, you're always going to want new things. You're
mm-hmm.
always going to,
right.
You know, you want a new fire truck, you know, but then you have to look at the limitations that we have in our community. And you know, a new fire truck is somewhere between $500,000 to $750,000. You know, those just doesn't work out. Now, I know the past administration has had bought a new fire truck. I know Center Township has just bought a new one for Station 2. So, you know, one of my outlooks is how can we get a third one that's new? The one that's at Station 3 right now is a 2006, so I think it's getting close to time to get that one replaced as well. As far as other equipment we have, I think that for the most part, our equipment works. It's functional. We have good equipment. We've had a lot of good things that came out with the past administration to make sure that, you know, we have better equipment, and we do. So I guess to answer your question, we're doing pretty good.
Pretty good. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, then, is it a bit like, I know in music, So you can have expensive guitars and cheap guitars, but the reality is it's the guy playing the guitar. So is it the same in the firefighter world?
It's the
guy
analogy?
Holding the hose, man. It doesn't matter what kind of hose it is. It's the guy doing the job.
Is that the good analogy there, Matt?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great analogy because it is. It's the members. I mean, those individuals who get up every time the call goes off and the tones go off, and they're out there, you know, working hard for not only for me but for the community they serve. I mean, you're exactly right. It is them. It is the equipment that we have. They utilize it to the best of their abilities.
Very good.
All right, very good. Well, Matt, we appreciate your time this morning on just a couple days after Christmas. And best of luck to you in your new role, and congratulations. And I'll be getting with you real soon. We'll get something regularly scheduled for you, okay?
I think that sounds great. I appreciate you guys letting me on here today.
Absolutely. That's the new fire chief for the city of Frankfort, Matt Stidham. Bill and I will come back. We'll have about 10 minutes left in the program. If you'd like to give us a call, 659-3338.